I can't remember a time in my life where someone hasn't hated me. From a young child, I was labelled too loud, too wild, too much. Somehow, despite it all, it has never fazed me. Don't get me wrong, of course at times my ego has a pity party, but it's always been short-lived and the judgment of others has only fueled me to be even louder. I've survived childhood abuse, eating disorders, heartache, homelessness, substance abuse, and everything in between. Join me as I dive into it all and hopefully my rambles can encourage you to be your most outspoken self. Let's get controversial together. All right, guys, welcome back to Outspoken with the Controversial Queen. It's been a bloody hot minute and this is the most thrown together I've ever been. I've said it before, I'm throwing this one together. But this one I really am because I've been so slack. So fucking slack. And my thing with this podcast was to cut the bullshit, cut the excuses and just make it happen. Just fucking get there, do it, make it happen. So I need to get back into that. And even if all you end up with is a 10-minute episode, you know, 1 week, that's what I do. I need to start holding myself accountable for my actions. So I keep making all these excuses and that's all they are. Like, maybe I haven't had an hour to sit down and clearly think and speak and give it all I can, but I could have given 10 fucking minutes to do a, you know, quick episode. And, you know, there are people that I want to have interviewed and I need to start making that happen. So here we are. I'm literally sitting in my car. We just got back from dropping Hendrix off at work and I'm just going to blurt out whatever comes out now to start getting that ball rolling. I need to reach out with some of the people that I want to interview and hopefully they've got some time during the school holidays because I think that will work best for me. I want to use and utilize the school holidays to catch up, to do a bit of a cleanse and a clear out in the house, to spend a few days at home doing absolutely fucking nothing, to just recharge my batteries and then use the rest of that time to catch up on things like the podcast and trying to take steps towards having the website where I want it to be and things like that. So yeah, I'm sick of just like all these things that are just getting half done. And I guess it's just, like, I'm just burnt out. I'm so exhausted. I'm physically the most unwell I've ever been with my sinus infection. I've been really, really unwell. I think it's going into my chest and it's just draining me. But, you know, aside from that, like, it takes its toll on you running around all day long. Like, the kids do so many things. I'll be the first to admit they do too many things. But it's mum guilt that makes me keep driving that. Like, I don't want to take anything away from them now. And I want them to grow and be the best versions of themselves. And like, I know it's, you know, it probably is too much for one person to keep doing, but that's what I want for my children. And in an ideal world, you know, I'd have a partner that, you know, could be like, oh, you know, I'll drop them off here. You pick them up while I'm getting dinner and stuff, but it can't happen. So I unfortunately have to burn myself into the fucking ground to give and provide for them everything that I want to do. And so it takes its toll when you're doing that and trying to fit in schooling and trying to fit in all their appointments and then, you know, work now for Hendrix, which isn't too frequent, but it's still just, you know, that extra trip. Like, so today he does a 3-hour shift. So, you know, we've had to leave, go over, drop him off and then come back and, you know, be mindful of what time it is when we go and pick him up again. And, you know, I've got to leave here in 20 minutes or 15 minutes to take Munro to her piano lessons. So there's just, it's just a lot. There's just a lot, you know. So I'm just drained. I'm burnt out and I'm forgetting so much. Like, I don't know whether I've actually fucking got Alzheimer's, whether it's ADHD and it's getting worse as time goes on, whether it's just fucking like a mental breakdown. I don't know what, but I'm like, things that we've got set in routine, I'm forgetting more and more. Like, yesterday Munro went to singing lessons late because I was convinced in my head it was at 2:30, but it's at 2 now. She's done that all fucking term. So, but anyway, so that's just my little spill on that. I'm just, it's hard. So it's hard, you know, just doing the things that we have to do, then trying to do the things that I want to do for me, for myself, you know, and to try and provide a future for the kids. Like, the only way that I can try and get ahead is to push myself further on, you know, online and having a social media presence, because, you know, I don't have anyone to care for them for me to go and work a 9-to-5 job. And even if I was to somehow make that happen and wrangle that in and do a 9-to-5 job, financially it's not going to provide what we need to get ahead, and even probably just the basics, really. You know, we're paying so much a week in rent, and then we have, you know, I'm still paying off a car loan, then we've got fuel, like all everyday expenses, like everyone's feeling the pinch of, you know, today's economy, right? So I can't just do that if I want to try to get ahead, to get everything paid off, to get my bills paid off, and then to try and provide a future for them, because, you know, no one else is going to do that. There's nothing, I can't, you know, my dad didn't leave us behind this huge fortune. You know, my mum, when she passes away, it's not like we're going to inherit things. Like, she doesn't have anything to her name either. So, you know, there's not other grandparents on their side where I'm like, okay, cool, you know, they'll be left with something. Like, it's just me. It all comes down to me. And I don't want them to become grown-ups and, you know, if this economy gets even worse, to literally, you know, not be able to do anything or be anything. So I just really feel that stress of that. But anyway, yeah, so I need to just cut out the bullshit though, because as exhausted as I am and burnout as I am and busy as I am, I, you know, what is 10 minutes? You know, I'm not going to have time for a long episode right now. Looking at the time and being mindful, I've got to take Monroe to piano, but I could sit here and give you guys 10 minutes and, you know, yeah, I don't know where else I'm going with that. Basically, we all need to cut the bullshit excuses, because we're so, like, it is. It's easy to just do, be like, I don't have time for that, or, you know, I'm too tired. But, like, what is 5 minutes? What is 10 minutes out of 24 hours? Like, it is doable, you know, and maybe by doing that 10 minutes, you'll feel motivated and inspired to spend 10 minutes doing your garden or 10 minutes doing the washing, or, you know what I mean? Like, anyway, so that's where I'm at. This is just a quick fucking ramble, just to get myself back on track, and then I will try and spend a bit more time diving into something that's valuable to you guys, and hopefully in the holidays have some really incredible guests, or at least film it ready to go out. So, updates on our life. Since I've started diving into online streaming a lot as well, that's taken a lot from me as well. Like, when I get off that, I just want to step away from my phone. Like, I don't want to be near anything. So it's really hard for me at the moment to find that balance. But I've taken this week off from live streaming. I just need to recharge my batteries. It is exhausting. And it's not a place where I thought I'd end up. Like, I would do my live streams. I'd do brief ones here and there. Or, you know, sometimes a long one. Like, we'd have a chat. But I never anticipated it would turn into, you know, battles and battling people, or even just randomly, you know, chatting with people, and that can really take it out of you. So yeah, it's took this turn, but we ended up getting invited to do the, you know, ultimate match off on TikTok. If you're not familiar with the battles, you know, 24 Australians are selected, and, you know, they go head to head and you have different rounds, and each round I just didn't expect to get to the next round. Like, I genuinely didn't. We're so new to it all. It's so much to ask of people, and we smashed it, and I'm so incredibly thankful. I found out yesterday that we placed second. So I knew, you know, I'd come first, second, or third. I was thinking I'd come third, but I came second, which is incredibly cool. There's a small cash prize, but there's also a little trophy, which I just think is super cool. So that's really awesome. Right now, that money will help. We've got some things going on behind the scenes offline that I will talk about as soon as I can. It's pretty heavy. It's emotionally taking out of me. It's mentally draining me. And it is severely financially draining us. So, I will, as soon as I can, you know, tell you guys about that. I have to be really mindful at the moment, because it's to do with some, you know, really, dangerous people. So I have to just, yeah, be careful right now. So, anyway, that money's definitely going to help with that, which is really good. But I think it'd be cool to get that little trophy, and hopefully continue to just grow and have these little accomplishments and these small wins. Oh my God, I've just reminded myself in that moment. See, another thing that I would have fucking forgotten, I've got this meeting that I almost forgot about, and that's at 2 o'clock as well. So I'll have to take Munro to her piano a couple of minutes early so I can log into that. At least I remember beforehand though, not after. What else has been happening in our life? Not a lot, just unwell, running the kids around. So very much looking forward to the school holidays. So we don't do much during the school holidays because, you know, some people are like, oh, that's so mean, boring for the kids. But, you know, if we want to go to the park or if we want to go to a museum or if we want to go to, you know, here, there and everywhere, we do it during the term when it's not busy. Like going in the school holidays seems really pointless to us because we don't like crowds. It's too chaotic. Like who wants to do that? So we just chill out. We use that time to do nothing because obviously they don't have their activities and it's a really nice break for us. We still do a bit of school work because that's how we're able to, you know, really relax our days during the term. So we'll often use the school holidays to sort of catch up where we need to be ready for the next term. But we still, again, we do it very relaxed at our own pace and it works well for the kids. So yeah, I'm excited for that. I think we have anything else majorly that's going on. Munro's been excited at home. She had her Estedfords. She had her dance Estedfords, her solos. And, that was really cool. She came highly commended for her new lyrical. So we re-choreographed the dance to something that was more her. She got highly commended for that. She's now in a bigger age group for a lot of these Estedfords. So that's been a big adjustment. You know, these girls are learning a lot more than what she's learning in her age level at dance. So that's been hard, but we're getting there. We've had some excitement. We've got security cameras here now, and we had one. We pointed it out the back because we saw a cat in the backyard not long ago, like a stray cat or, you know, maybe someone's cat that they own. And I said, we'll get some cat food. We'll leave it out the back. We'll see if it comes because we're not allowed pets. But we can't help it if a cat fucking comes here, yeah? So we did and we put the camera out and we caught a cat coming to eat. It was a different cat to the one we saw. So we've been putting cat food out now and the excitement is every morning to check the camera and, see this cat that comes in and she's really hoping, you know, as time goes on, she might get a little pat of it one day. So that's been really cool and a good distraction for her because she's still so desperate to have a cat, still so sad about it. And now we can try and sort of do a sneaky way of getting that interaction of a cat, but we're not doing the wrong thing because we cannot help that there are stray cats around or cats, you know, that are owned by someone that aren't kept in at night. So that's been fun for her to do. Morrison's loving it as well. Even Hendrix has, been like, oh my God, getting a bit excited, which is cute. But yeah, all right, I'm going to have to cut this one here. I would have rambled for a few more minutes, but because I remembered that Skype session that I've got to go in and get Munro sorted for piano and then take her down a few minutes early. So at least I have finally got something out. It's short, it's sweet, but it is a bit of a catch up and I will start doing better in this. I really will. I'll start doing better. And again, even if it is just a 10 minute quick catch up, we'll do that. But I want to sort of dive in. I wanted to touch on it today, but I'm not going to have time. So I might try and get one out even over the weekend. I've been really sort of like unpacking and diving into some of my feelings around like the Dave situation, the affair with the celebrant. And you know, some people might in their head be like, why are you talking about it again? For me, this was a 4-year connection in my life. This is a person that I loved with all of my heart for 4 years. It doesn't just go away. So, I've been unpacking more and wanting to talk about that and my dad and different things like that. So, I will definitely try and get back over the weekend to sort of dive in and unpack things there. But I really just wanted to sit here and get something out today, just something. So I appreciate everybody that continues to check back and wait for those new episodes, that is maintaining an interest and, you know, really enjoying listening to what I put out there. I truly appreciate each and every single one of you. So I hope you all have a beautiful day, and I will get something out as soon as possible. Thank you all for listening to my podcast. Make sure you are following all of my socials. We've got Instagram with Sarah Mills _ amongst the stars. TikTok is Sarah Mills _ATS1 for now. Who knows until we get that one banned. YouTube is probably Sarah Mills amongst the stars as well. I don't know. Find a link tree. They'll all be in there. Thanks, guys.